Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight-loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight-loss. PlushCare.com/weight-loss.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Friday, February 4. Thousands of parcels are likely to be delayed across Sydney as couriers strike over their pay rates. Around 100 franchisees of Aramex Couriers, representing the majority of the company's Greater Sydney delivery drivers, are currently striking for 24 hours. The Transport Workers Union says the couriers are fed up with their outrageously unfair pay rates that earn them an average of $2.10 per parcel they deliver. Central to the dispute is Aramex's franchise model, which requires couriers to use their own vehicles and pay the associated expenses. Aramex describes its couriers as independent business owners. Former television host Andrew O'Keefe now faces a drug charge as well as multiple counts of assault and choking. He was charged with possession of a prohibited drug when his case was briefly mentioned in Sydney's Central Local Court today. The former TV presenter remains in custody as he did not apply for bail and it was formally refused. Last Friday, O'Keefe, who was already on bail for a separate alleged incident of assault, faced court via video link, charged with another two counts of intentional choking a person, three of common assault, and assault occasioning actual bodily harm. He'll appear via video link in court again next Friday. And ships and planes from the Defence Force could be needed to help Western Australia manage its supply chain woes as supermarket shelves sit empty. WA's Transport Minister has conceded bare shelves could last for 2 months as WA grapples with the fallout from severe weather that struck South Australia last month. Major flooding damaged large sections of track on the Trans-Australian Railway, which runs from Port Augusta in South Australia to Kalgoorlie in Western Australia and links the eastern states with WA. The railway is expected to reopen on February 17, but it could take 2 months to get supply levels back to normal. And that's your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.